If you've ever driven through Chetwynd, there's probably one thing that stands out in your mind. Rows and rows of intricate wood carvings, from mythical beasts to wildlife to even a velociraptor. And they've all been created by world-class chainsaw artists at the Chetwynd Chainsaw Carving Championship. But that event may not happen this year. Tanya Richter is the manager of the Chetwynd Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the tournament, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, this is a huge event. For people who aren't familiar with it, where do competitors come from to participate?
We have competitors coming from all over the world, from Australia, the UK, Zimbabwe, China, Japan. They've traveled all over, and of course the USA and Canada.
And how big a deal is this tournament for the community of Chetwynd?
It's huge. This is our main event of the year. Everybody in the community looks forward to it. It brings so many tourists to our community, and it's just a week-long fun event for our whole town.
And so why is its future this year uncertain?
Because we get funded by the town to run the event, and we try to get as much sponsorship as we can. The event itself costs about $86,000. We get $40,000 from our municipality to help run the event, and we get the rest in donations by in-kind or cash donations to knock down the total. And this year, we're hitting a little recession in Chetwynd. We lost a lot of our coal mines, gas line companies. They're pulling back some funding in different areas. So we lost quite a bit of money this year in sponsorship. My goal is to get to $30,000 within the next 2 weeks to make sure that this goes on.
Wow. So that's how much money you lost from corporations pulling back because of the recession.
For sure, in the last 5 months. So we're trying to make up for that shortfall, and we're trying our best.
Well, this event is coming very shortly. How are you going to go about getting $30,000?
I don't know how we're going to do it. We did a newspaper article that was released yesterday in our local paper. It was a great response. We were hoping it would shake up the town a little bit for them to realize we can't lose this event. Yesterday was a revolving door of people coming in, phone calls, emails. We did get about $3,000 in right away yesterday morning. A lot of phone calls to a lot of big sponsors like Echo Canada. I have a carver, Ryan Cook, who has a lot of connections himself, who has been trying his best and sending me updates throughout the day. I'm hoping everything pulls through. Everybody's quite concerned. I think we're going to do it. We just need people to know how severe this is, and we don't want to lose it.
Yeah, because some of the economic impacts you're talking about, like the reduce in gas extraction, coal mines nearby shutting down, that has its own impact on the community. What will it mean for the people there if this international competition doesn't go ahead?
I think it's just mostly frustration. They're going to be quite upset, and most of all, they're quite supportive, and they understand. So, like I said, they're just trying to text me, email me, and give me suggestions, and throw out corporations on try this, try that. If we have to not run it this year, like I said, it's going to be just devastating for the community. It's going to be the second weekend in June, and a lot of long faces, because we've had it. This is going on our 11th year. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. We're huge. We can't lose this.
So you have 3 months to get the money together. If you don't get the $30,000, are there other things you could do to ensure that it goes ahead?
Well, we are trying to schedule a meeting with Mayor and Council on March 23rd. And what we want to do is maybe can we do some kind of loan? Can we do some kind of loan to cover the shortfall, and then after the event, let's think of ways after the event that we could possibly pay them back.
And any sense what the community will say about that notion?
Well, I know I got a lot of support, and I'm just hoping that Mayor and Council will listen to the town and support us with this event and cover what we need covered so we can get through and make it through to this event in June.
How will this change how you organize this event in years to come?
I think we're looking at maybe possibly taking a review on what we're going to do. We're at 146 carvings in our community. So we're trying to think about, well, how can we sustain this event every year without panicking right to the last minute. We have been talking for a few years now. Nothing much has been done about it, but we're talking about how can we sustain this event. And we thought, well, maybe how about the older carvings that we started in 2005 start auctioning off 5 or 6 a year.
Right.
Right, and maybe create a cushion each year. So if we don't get the sponsorship, we can go into the cushion and draw some funds out that way. We definitely don't want to sell our first, second, and third place winners, but they are getting older. There are people in the community that, or surrounding the community, that might want to buy a carving and put on their front lawn or in the flower bed or in front of their business. So we're hoping maybe we can go ahead with maybe looking at maybe auctioning off a few this fall.
I'm curious to know if there's been response from the broader chainsaw carving world to the fact that this event might be threatened.
Yeah, yesterday I had numerous phone calls from all my carvers. Carvers that are attending this year, they're calling and they're wanting to sponsor. They're throwing dollars at me, and I was like, whoa, hold off. You know,
these are the same people who might be taking home prize money.
Yeah, they're wanting to sponsor our event. I have one carver that he wants to put a substantial amount of money into our event, and I'm like, let's just wait, see what the community does. And it just overwhelms me thinking that these carvers want to put money into our event that they're coming to.
Why do you think they're so motivated?
Because Chetwynd, to carve in Chetwynd is a huge prestigious event. To be invited to Chetwynd to carve with the best carvers in the world, that's why they come here. Because they don't want to carve with amateurs or semi-pros. They want to carve with the best of the best. And that's why they don't want to see it fall, because they love how they're treated here. They love how the event is so prestigious and organized really well. So they want to see it go on.
Well, Tanya, it sounds like everybody's in your corner regarding this competition. What are the next 2 weeks going to look like for you?
If it was anything like yesterday, it's going to be crazy. Like I said, my office was just a buzz. People coming in, throwing companies and names and emails, and here's some money here, here's some money there. So I'm hoping the momentum keeps going. Even if we make $20,000, it'll make me feel so much better knowing, okay, you know what, we got this. And then when we do go into a meeting with mayor and council, maybe we only have to get $10,000 more. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone out there will hear this. I'm trying to challenge the communities surrounding Chetwynd. There's different ways to sponsor our event. We do get the $1,500 appearance fee to sponsor a carver. I was thinking about reaching out to Fort St. John, Prince George, Dawson, Tumbler Ridge, and say, hey, does your town want to sponsor a carver? So that way you'll have the city of Prince George, their name attached to a carver, and create some kind of competition amongst the community surrounding Chetwynd.
Lots of creative ideas. Tanya, it sounds like you have it well in hand. Good luck over the next few weeks, and please keep us updated.
Thank you so much for calling me.
Tanya Richter is the manager of the Chetwynd Chamber of Commerce, and she helps to organize this tournament. We turn it to you. Are you a resident in Chetwynd? What would it mean for your community if this international carving competition did not occur? And what about for surrounding neighboring communities? Does this competition matter to you? Would you sponsor a carving artist? You can let us know 1-866-340-1932 or send us a tweet. We are at Daybreak North.